COVID-19 has put pressure on Indiana's already struggling coal mining industry. Coal production dropped by nearly 37% last year, more than any of the other top coal mining states. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports experts say it's unlikely coal production in the U.S. will recover to what it was before the pandemic.
The U.S. Energy Information Administration says overall coal production in the U.S. last year was the lowest it's been since 1965. Businesses closed during the stay-at-home orders, causing a big drop in demand for electricity and the coal that fuels it. Several coal companies filed for bankruptcy, including White Stallion Energy, which owned four Southwest Indiana mines. Rosalind Berry manages the coal statistics program at the EIA. She says a lot of companies went bankrupt in 2016, too, but many of them consolidated and restructured, leading to a bump in production.
After the drop we saw in 2020, while it is going to come back up some, I don't think it's going to come back up to the levels we've seen even in the last few years.
The EIA says so far weekly rail car loads this year are up about 9% compared to the same time last year. Berry says how the coal industry will fare in the future really depends on the price of natural gas. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.